11 Wisconsin Democratic lawmakers are reportedly mentioned in threatening documents written by a man who allegedly killed or wounded four Minnesotans over the weekend. The victims are two Minnesota legislators and their spouses. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports on the potential impact of the shootings on public information and policy.
The attacks in Minnesota were mentioned several times at the Wisconsin State Democratic Convention Saturday night in Wisconsin Dells. State Senate Minority Leader Diane Hesselbein of Middleton says she was shocked, saddened, and angry.
In America and here in Wisconsin, we should and we must resolve political differences with conversation and debate, not at the point of a gun and not with violence.
It isn't clear if Hesselbein is listed in documents the alleged Minnesota shooter wrote and that police found during searches. Democratic sources told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that the 11 lawmakers from Wisconsin mentioned include eight women and three men. The weekend shootings prompted a think tank, the Brennan Center for Justice, to highlight a survey it released last year that said 43% of state legislators nationwide had experienced threats in the three previous years. The survey said concerns about abuse, defined as insults, harassment, threats, and or physical attacks, have made 12% of state lawmakers less interested in running for higher office. Brennan's Gauri Ramachandran says the research also reported 20% of lawmakers said they are less likely to work on very controversial or hot-button issues.
Which I personally think is a really high number, given that, you know, part of what people go into public service to do is take on challenges and, you know, lead on what they care about and what they're passionate about and what their constituents want.
Ramachandran says the survey and additional interviews showed increased and consistent security would ease lawmakers' concerns. So would more information and training in safety procedures, including how to protect their homes. The Minnesota shootings occurred at two residences. Ramachandran says the weekend events may also prompt more debate over listing the home addresses of elected officials. She says the issue is complicated.
In a lot of jurisdictions, lawmakers have to live in the district that they represent. And so somebody needs to confirm that they're actually complying.
Wisconsin candidates have to list their address on their nomination papers. Ramachandran says a few states have started allowing the redacting of addresses of lawmakers who can show good cause that they've been threatened. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.